It is January 12th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today, JLN introduces a new section to this newsletter, Work and Management. This section is for stories that relate to issues for workers and management, including remote work, working conditions, layoffs, hiring, and more. It also deals with management issues such as how to deal with today's workers and what appears to be the new normal of remote work environments and temporary offices. The section is located just above the wellness section, and today includes such story as Microsoft says it will give U.S. workers unlimited time off, Meta and Apple fall off Glassdoor's list of best places to work, climate data, startups take science off campus and into boardrooms, Goldman Sachs makes brutal job cuts in quest for lower costs, mouse jigglers, fake PowerPoints, workers foil bosses' surveillance attempts. Global branding professional Charlie Jones is no longer with the FIA after a reorganization eliminated his position, JLN has learned from multiple sources. Jones, a certified association executive and a fellow of the American Society of Association Executives, was with the FIA since 2014 and was critical in their rebranding efforts in recent years. He was also intimately involved in the FIA conferences. JLN worked with Jones mostly during expos and BOCAs and always enjoyed his professionalism and enthusiasm for the industry and his job. We wish him well on his next endeavor. Today's lead story about the lender to the Chicago Board of Trade building taking over ownership from Glenstar is not that remarkable of an event on LaSalle Street today. However, according to the story, the CBOT building is 82% occupied, which is more than I would have expected and more than what I would have thought Glenstar would have needed to make a go of it. My comment on Facebook about the story was that Ceres would weep if she had a face. Get ready for the U.S. to default on its debt due to the failure to raise the debt ceiling because of a broken House of Representatives. The bond market and the T-bill market is starting to reflect this in its prices, traders have reported to Politico. Do you want to open a Twitter account with a certain username? Well, you might have to pay for the username or bid on it in an auction, according to one of the latest plans floating around Twitter to make money, the New York Times reports. Congratulations to Elizabeth Liz Freeman, who is starting a new position as an industry specialist with Deloitte. Liz was at the CME for 21 years, mostly as head of derived data services. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission seeks to hire a senior officer, Associate General Counsel in Washington, D.C. DRW announced on LinkedIn that its Chicago, Austin, and New York offices made the list for Built-In's 2023 Best Places to Work. MSCI is hosting a free webinar called ESG and Climate Trends to Watch for 2023, on January 26, 2023, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The webinar will examine energy turning points, boards of the future, and regulators to save the world, and how these developments might shape the investment environment. You can learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here's some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg, the headline: Young bankers who got used to smooth sailing prepare for a storm. They've discovered deals are harder to finance, IPOs can collapse, and jobs aren't guaranteed. Life on Wall Street has been so smooth for Drew Pettit's generation that the 33-year-old Citigroup strategist decided to study financial pain. He started reading the most bearish, miserable set of books I could potentially find. He and colleagues, whose career began after the 2008 financial crisis, benefited from a stretch when money was what Pettit calls cheap, easy, and fast. Even when the pandemic sent markets reeling 3 years ago, Wall Street quickly rebounded, fueled by government help. Pettit says he and younger colleagues don't have a sense of what a bad business environment looks like. My comment. Early in my career, I experienced the stock market crash of 1987 while working for a discount brokerage firm, First American Discount Corporation. The head of the firm, William Mallor Sr., told us we would always remember this. It taught us about risk like nothing else could, and I remembered it the rest of my career. Here's a story from Reuters. The headline, U.S. extends public health emergency status for COVID. The U.S. Health Department on Wednesday extended the COVID-19 pandemic status as a public health emergency, allowing millions of Americans to continue receiving free tests, vaccines, and treatments. The emergency was first declared in January 2020, when the coronavirus pandemic began, and has been renewed each quarter since then. It was due to end this week. The increased availability of vaccines and medications has significantly diminished the COVID-19 pandemic's toll since early in President Joe Biden's term, when more than 3,000 Americans per day were dying. My comment, the lady in extended sizes has not yet sung. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, crypto is just a, quote, hot ball, unquote, of momentum-chasing money, new paper says. This is what happens in the absence of fundamentals. In physics, momentum is the force gathered by a moving object. In investing, it's the ability for prices to keep going up or down. In crypto, momentum might just be the foundational characteristic, so says a new report from digital asset investment firm Starkiller Capital. The paper's authors, Lee Drogan, Corey Hofstein, and Kevin Ott, liken crypto investing to a hot ball of money that's constantly rolling in and out of cryptocurrencies and tokens. In the paper, they create a spate of momentum-based portfolios to determine the degree to which prices are driven by inflows and outflows. My comment. There is rain in California. Time to buy Bitcoin? Nah, just doesn't cut it. Everyone else is buying. Why am I not? That makes sense. Here's a story, another one from Bloomberg. Soaked California faces more rain as residents are forced to flee. California faces more drenching rain as historic drought has given way to flooding that's killed at least 17 people, closed highways, and sent residents fleeing for their lives. My comment, I think I know what is happening in California. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story Wednesday was, a third of Dublin's office supply lies dormant as tech giants cut jobs, from Bloomberg. Second was, crypto's Hotel California traps the Winklevoss twins, also from Bloomberg. And the Winklevoss twins were our MarketsWiki page of the day on Wednesday. Third was a tie between Bloomberg's growing anti-Semitism in the U.S. is seeping into the workplace and, breaking the Bloomberg streak, FTX bankruptcy documents show list of investors set to be completely wiped out, including Tom Brady and Robert Kraft, from Business Insider. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from Crane Chicago Business. Lender seizes Chicago Board of Trade building, plans revamp. New York investment giant Apollo Global Management has taken control of the Board of Trade building in the Loop and hired a Chicago developer to try to inject new life into the distressed landmark tower. A joint venture of Chicago-based Glenstar and Los Angeles-based private equity firm Oaktree Capital Management last month transferred the 44-story office building at 141 West Jackson Boulevard to an Apollo-led venture that provided the senior loan tied to the property, according to Cook County property records. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. When ESG investing looks an awful lot like gambling, if regulators were really worried about an epidemic of gambling in the stock market, they need to look in the right place. Last year, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority issued a warning about investing apps. The game-like elements, some of them come with badges, points, leaderboards, fun trade, post-trade messages, might contribute to problematic, even gambling-like investor behavior. There's new legislation coming down the line, warned the regulator, so firms relying on gamification to get people trading might want to be reviewing their products now to ensure that they're fit for purpose. That's about as strong and as implicit threat as you'll get from the FCA, so I imagine there's plenty of conversation underway about what level of gamification is a good thing. It engages a new audience, and what is a bad thing? It makes the audience borrow money and use it stupidly. But if the regulator is really worried about an epidemic of gambling in the stock market, I wonder if they're looking in the right place. Here's another story. This is also from Bloomberg. The headline, big lesson of Ukraine war. There's only one superpower. The effort against Russia has illustrated what a world without American power would look like and what it looks like when America uses its unmatched power well. It feels ghoulish to look for good news in Russia's war in Ukraine, given how much misery that conflict has inflicted, but geopolitical tragedies can serve pedagogical purposes. If nothing else, this war has illustrated what a world without American power would look like, and what it looks like when America uses that unmatched power well. My day job involves teaching Johns Hopkins University undergrads and grad students about international relations. I periodically have to remind myself that one can forgive millennials and members of Gen Z for having a jaded view of America's global role. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.